that I can't sleep for a while, baby, it just ain't right. I've got it on my mind and I just can't get it off. If I think about it constantly, baby, I can't make it stop. I said, whoa.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Redditors Roundtable Podcast. I'm your Redditor-in-Chief, R2P Art, and I'm joined once again by...
R2P Tom.
And...
R2P Andy.
And as always, you can find everything that we talk about on our subreddit, R2 Podcast. That's r/R2Podcast. I figure we'd open up the episode with another icebreaker. I think that worked out pretty well last time. So, here's one for you guys. So I'm going to start with you, Tom.
Fantastic.
So I'm going to list 6 perks here. You can only choose one. So if you ever played Fallout or any other kind
of
game that
Call
has perks,
Duty.
Call of Duty, yeah. Dungeons and Dragons, I don't know, maybe.
They do, yes.
They do. Perfect.
Fantastic. No, I haven't played any of that crap, so.
Well, it's a pretty simple game. You could just pick one of them and explain why you picked them. All right, so there's 6 here.
What am I, is this for a video game or is this my life?
This is for your life.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. So you can use these perks right now, let's say.
Oh, okay.
All right, so the first one is called Money Bags.
No, I think this is it.
So... $250
oh, never mind.
is given to you every day at midnight without fail. It can be given as cash or deposited into an account of your choice, and the amount automatically adjusts for inflation at the start of every year. So let's assume it increases 3%. So let me get your input on that one.
All right.
Without hearing the other ones.
So what do we got here? We got $250... 203, so what is that, like $3,000?
What are you talking about?
How much a month is that? My math isn't.
250 times 30?
Yeah. Let's do this. Come on, people.
$7,500.
Yeah, okay. $7,500 a month.
A month.
That's not a lot. And is this getting taxed? It's going into my bank account, right? So
it's going
right
into your bank
account. $7,500 a month is not a lot?
No. No. Once Uncle Sam sinks his teeth into it, let me tell you something. Unless these other powers are pretty shitty,
okay,
your bottles will automatically open themselves. Yeah, this seems a little, I don't know.
Not that great?
I'm not going to retire on this, you know what I mean?
All right. Well, here's the next one. The next one is called Bottle Opener, where your bottles open up automatically.
I'm in. I want it. Yes. You know what? We should also get, because we're doing this in this fashion, you want to get our initial reactions. Do you want to get Andy's as well?
That's probably a good idea. Money bags. What do you think?
You calling him money bags?
No, that's what the perk is called.
Why, thank you. I am money bags. I think that is a lot of money. That's $7,500 a month, right?
Yes.
So per year, that's what, $90,000?
And take that in half. That's your taxes. So now you can't, $45,000? What are you going to do with that?
That's in addition to your salary.
Yeah, so you
that's
have to work
extra
still.
Money.
Yes. I'm just saying, as a first perk, I want to hear the rest.
It's a lot better than what you have now, which is not $250 for doing absolutely nothing.
I think this perk sounds awesome.
Well, yeah. I have a wife. she does the same thing.
She's your money bag.
Yeah, I just have money coming in. I don't do anything for it. So, yeah, I already got this.
Okay. In my opinion, I do think that's a pretty great perk. But
no one's asking you. So
wow. all right. The next one is called Suprahuman. Okay. And this one says... Okay. Your physical power increases by 20% across the board.
Your physical power?
Yes.
Your human strength.
Yeah.
So, 20% more.
Well, there's more to this, right? So this applies to all aspects of your ability, such as lifting strength, sprinting speed, reaction time, and jump height / length, as well as your stamina.
What the hell do I want this for? I'm not an athlete.
All right. So in addition, the 20% affects your current ability, not your initial one. So let's say you can lift 100 pounds initially, you'd be able to do 120 pounds, right? But as you build up, your base level becomes 120, so you can do 20% on top of that.
I have no use for this. Actually, this makes the money one sound much better.
Okay.
I don't know what I'd do with this.
You love running, though.
That is true.
Wouldn't you feel so much benefit if you saw your running times were always 20% better than they are now?
No. No.
You get so excited when you beat your current record for like a split second.
Yeah, and that's because I earn it. This is cheating.
Oh.
All right.
But I mean, overall, I'd sooner have the money than be able to run 20% faster than what I run now. Well, that doesn't mean no good. I can't quantize that.
And you said that this applies to reaction time as well?
Reaction time, yeah. So 20% like better.
Even playing video games, your reaction time is 20% faster?
Yeah, but Tom plays video games. I don't know. I don't know how
5 minutes, so a year.
But you with DDR. I mean, I could see some benefit in that.
Oh, yeah. Or, I mean, any games.
Oh,
really.
Me with Street Fighter.
But I mean, okay, yeah.
StarCraft?
You guys are talking about,
faster?
Yes. Oh, big deal. But you could have money, though.
I would take
in lieu of money. Okay,
year.
Okay, okay, no, okay. Kevin, yeah, I'm saying.
I'm just talking.
Let's keep
about
it in perspective. This is just nothing. This is like there's no.
This has applications.
Yeah.
Think about this on its own.
It has
lots of applications. Yes, but I would take $90,000 a year.
Yeah. So just throw this away.
Okay. So Moneybags is sounds like it's better.
Well,
than
Art, what are you agreeing with us?
I'm absolutely with you guys.
Because you do like Street Fighter.
I do like Street Fighter, but I at this point I don't think 20% reaction time is going to help.
It also depend on your kind of hardware you have, because if you don't have a TV that can keep or a monitor that keep up with your reaction time, then it doesn't matter. It's forfeited.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you're already a professional athlete or a professional gamer, this would put you over the top to number one.
Yeah,
easily.
But neither of us.
Right. I'm just saying though that some people, if you have the right baseline, I mean, this would make you way more than $90,000 extra a year.
That
imagine
is true.
Being able to like react 1/5 of the time faster.
I could drink and drive.
Yeah, is your blood alcohol level 20% lower?
I can still react. Even if I'm impaired by like 10%, I'm still 10% better than the average sober person.
That has nothing to do with when a cop pulls you over.
In a court of law, can I pull this out and say, hey, look, I'm 20% better?
I don't think so.
It only cares.
But my sobriety test, I'll still be better, right? As long as I don't have to breathe. Or take a blood.
So your balance would be 20% better than
I'd be limber as hell. I'd be
what, 20
dancing around.
20% limber. Yeah,
Can a drunk dude do this? but still, the money's where it's at.
Yeah. Okay. So the next one is called Prodigy. Your IQ's raised 50 points. So this affects your reasoning, problem solving, and overall ability to retain new information.
50 points.
50 points. So whatever it is now.
So I'm like
for you
1,300
like
right now. So 1,350 is not that good. 50 points. In layman's terms, what are we talking about? What's 50 points?
You are much, much smarter than you are right now.
The average person has like 1,000 IQ, and you're a genius if you're at 1,200 or 1,300. Is that right?
You know, honestly, I don't remember what the IQ average is.
There's also controversy behind IQs altogether. Like some people say that IQs are meaningless. Yeah.
Okay. Well, how about just increases your overall reasoning, problem solving, and ability to retain
how smart you are?
Because I know you have a really bad memory. Like you could barely remember our names.
Yeah.
And you see us just about every day.
Just about. Yeah. Unfortunately, I do. Yeah. Okay. This, I would take this over the power thing, but still, the money wins, right? I mean. I don't foresee being able to do anything with that. Money.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just too stupid to realize this is good enough for me.
Yeah, if your IQ was 50 points higher,
yeah,
you'd be like, whoa.
It. I'd realize how good this was. But yeah, right now I'm taking the money still.
Okay. Andy, what do you think?
I think I would still go with the money. I'm not exactly sure. Like, it's hard to quantify how much this would actually help you.
That's true.
So just based on that, not really knowing if it would do a lot for me or not, like let's say if I could have a test run of this power for a month and then decide, I would definitely go for that to try to see if it's worth it. But without that, I would just go for the money because that's a sure thing.
Interesting. Okay. Now here's where it gets kind of
interesting. Wait a second. We didn't hear what you have to say.
Again, I'm in agreeance with you guys. Agreeance? Yeah. I think money.
Yeah, there's 50 points. You would know. I know. That is a word.
I think Moneybags is the best one so far. I could see Superhuman being over Prodigy, though. But again, yeah, I would also like to do a test run of this. I would probably pick Superhuman.
I'm so dumb. I don't know why is it called Prodigy?
I don't know. You're just smarter than the average person from the get-go.
But your prodigy is someone that you bring up, right? That you teach? It's protege. I don't know.
I honestly don't know.
I don't think our IQs are high enough.
Damn it. All right, we're taking the 50 points. Let's test it for a week, figure this out, then we'll come back.
Yeah. So,
all right, go ahead.
Looper. This one.
Is this time travel?
Sort of.
Oh, boy.
So, every day, you're given a total of 60 minutes of time that you can reverse. So you can choose to use the whole hour at once, or you can sprinkle it throughout the day. And at midnight, your balance goes back to 60. And there's no rollover, so whatever time you don't spend is just gone forever. Now, this is probably the most supernatural one that we've heard so far.
This one I could make money with.
You could make money with?
Oh, yeah. I watch a football game.
Okay.
Watch the ending, reverse an hour, then bet big on the outcome.
Can you bet in the middle of a football game?
Oh, yeah. You can bet. You can bet different stuff.
Playing poker.
Hey.
You can see the outcome of the hand.
Yeah. I'd have to play much bigger games than with you guys to make that worth my while.
Yeah.
So this one I could monetize. Sadly, all these things I'm looking at, how can that make me money? The money bag is the easiest one, right?
You when's the cutoff for buying lottery tickets versus when the results are?
I think it's like an hour.
Shit.
I think it's like an hour, isn't it? It's like an hour before. So you have 60 minutes.
So we could be at this. When do they pull the lottery? Like 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
No, I think it's like 11. 11 p.m.
Oh, shit. Are those places open? Yeah, 7-Eleven.
Yeah, but you can't. You
so
can't
I could
buy
be
a ticket.
I could be at 7-Eleven at 11, find the result, go back an hour, so now it's 10. I'm already at the 7-Eleven.
I'm pretty
run
sure.
Run in and order or buy the ticket.
I'm pretty sure you can't because that cutoff is an hour.
All right, I'm going to have to change this rule a little bit.
An hour 15?
But, you know, the
but
one
even
thing,
at the casino, I'm sorry, even at a casino.
Yes, that's
right. Roulette or something. I mean, I could see that it lands on black 57. I don't know if 7 is black or not. A number, then go back 10 minutes and bet. Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely in. Definitely
Looper?
In. This one is the winner.
Okay.
Looper. Definitely the best so far.
And think about even the applications that don't involve money. Like,
I'm not sure why you would, but okay.
Well, social applications. Think about with chicks. I mean, you see some random chick, you just grab her ass, see what she does.
It doesn't matter. I have all the money.
You can go back.
I'll be able to buy that. The chicks will be all over me because I have so much money.
Oh, if there's someone you really don't like, you can like punch them in the face, you know, then rewind time 2 minutes before.
Okay. So you're just doing it for fun then?
Yeah, why not? Huh. I mean, listen, you've got 60 minutes every single day.
But would that be satisfying? I mean, punching someone you hate.
It would be.
Yeah, punching someone you hate is good, right? But if they don't know you punched them and they don't remember the pain, you never really did punch them, then it's kind of...
That doesn't matter. It's,
yeah, you got your anger
he
out.
He knows, yeah. It's all about art, just enjoying himself. And then no one knows.
This is anyone. Enjoy. I'm not saying me specifically, but these are some of the things you can do. You know?
You could be careless a little.
You could be careless.
You could never get a ticket again, because anytime you get caught speeding, you go back 10 minutes, then you slow down.
Unless you use that time before, right? But, I mean, tickets wouldn't be a problem.
Well, anything I would use, it'd be very small increments, so I think I'd be good. And I'd try to save it up, you know?
But again, it doesn't roll over, right?
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, then I'm going to the casino, I'm going to blow it all with my roulette and, you know, blackjack. Oh, blackjack, yeah. Man, there's so many applications to make money with this.
Ooh,
yeah.
Robbing a bank?
See, I thought about
what?
That, but I don't know if 60
how does robbing a
is
bank
enough.
How's that?
When you
go back time, you don't keep the money.
You don't keep the money.
No, but if you were gonna get caught, just you
but
never did it.
You could get caught later, and
right.
It's too late.
And that's what I'm saying. Where
yeah,
I don't
screw
think
that. There's too many easy ways to do it.
Okay, here's the thing. I wouldn't necessarily rob it because I wanted the money. Okay, this is just another. I don't know about
he's
you guys.
Doing this stuff for fun.
I'm just doing this stuff for fun. Okay.
Oh, kill somebody.
You could potentially. You just got to make sure to
this
time
could
that
get
60
really
minutes.
Dark.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
this
it could.
Very,
Art would, too,
because
he's got guns and shit.
No.
Yeah,
all right, I'm in, you guys.
We're doing the purge tonight.
30-minute purge. Oh, what if we all had this power? We could do it together?
What if we killed each other simultaneously and we couldn't go back because we're all dead?
Oh, man.
One of us has to stay alive.
Ooh, hold up,
That's one
way. But do we stop each other? Like, if you go back in time...
That's a good question. This gets a little complicated more than one of us has that power.
Yeah, you
guys
can't
take it. What happens when one of us reverses, then I'd imagine that reverses the entire universe, right?
Art gets the brain stuff. You get the money bags, and I'll take this power.
I really
want
the looper
one.
Yeah. Too bad.
Looper. We're all loopers.
But yeah, you know what? I just remember what I was going to say about the whole lottery thing. I know that's not even a thought at this point, but I think they start the whole lottery TV show at 11, but they don't really, you know, draw the balls until like 11, 10, or 15.
But
so
there's midday lotteries.
Is there? I don't know.
Yeah, I was just watching football the other day, and that stupid thing popped up on the screen. So the midday lottery numbers are blah, blah, blah.
Oh, they probably have lockout times too, I assume.
Yeah. Every lottery has a lockout time.
Well, I mean, why would I bother with the lottery when I just go to the casino? And
no.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, or rob a bank, you know?
The rob the bank's not getting you any money, though.
Yeah, no, that's true. But I don't know about you guys.
You're killing a lot of people. Yeah, I know.
No. I'm just saying, like, those bank robbery movies are popular for a reason, right? I think everybody's thought of, like, what they would do.
I would not rob a bank.
I have never gave
what
that a real thought.
What happens if you just get shot? You can't go
back
then.
Oh, shit, yeah.
That
well,
is,
if you're dead
they're
instantly.
Not gonna, they're not going to shoot you on sight, right?
Oh, wow.
No, you're
right?
Killing people. You're going back. You're
no,
going
are
in there.
You, are
I'm
you,
not killing anyone.
Yeah, you are.
Are you robbing the bank with a weapon?
How else are you going to rob it?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Well, you.
I don't know.
You hand a note to the teller that says,
oh.
Hey. This
oh, that
is,
is true.
If he's going back in time, anything goes. No, he's going in guns a-blazing.
Yeah, then you would get shot on sight. Or could. I want to say would.
Then
a
I
chance.
Just rewind time, right?
If you get shot in the face.
If you're dead instantly.
That's kind of tough. Yeah.
If you die, you cannot rewind.
Then we're standing there, and we're like, hey, Andy, should we rewind time? It's kind of nice only having two loopers in the world.
Let's teach them a lesson. Let's not rewind this time.
Or let's rewind it it's like a quarter of a second before he gets shot in the head where he can't do anything. Like,
now,
that's
on.
What you get.
Here's a bigger question. If we all had this power and one of us rewinds, do the others retain the memories or not? Just the person who rewound.
I think just the person that rewound.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Oh, man.
Because
right?
you can't be, you know, punching people in the face or robbing them, and then you rewind.
But wait,
remember.
But if you're a looper, though, maybe you retain. If you're a fellow looper.
I don't think so, though. I feel like whoever is actively using the power, they would be the only one that would know.
But wait a second. So I could go and use some time up, and in the middle of that, you could loop back.
Yeah, if he would remember.
But then I would lose. No, my loop
would work.
But my loop wouldn't count then. So I'd have my full hour.
No. I don't know that you would.
Oh, hold up. Yeah, this gets very confusing.
I think once you use that time,
but if he loops
that's it.
I think
so
if we choose
in
this
the
power,
middle.
There's a huge rule book that comes with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should really get a
flesh
separate episode.
Out.
Yeah. This could take a while.
I still think this is the way to go, though.
Oh yeah, I'm in love with it.
Without
yeah,
knowing all the
one.
Rules, this is the one.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. The next three.
Next two. There are two more.
No, they
I
better
thought
be,
this was the last one.
No. They better be pretty damn good.
No, no, no.
This is the best so far.
All right. This one is called Madman. Okay?
Okay.
You're given the ability to experience the effects of any drug on command. You can control the duration, intensity, and dosage, and you undergo no negative health effects or dependencies/addiction. So, let's see. He gives examples. Constant meth usage with no neurotoxicity, no hangovers, not even paranoia.
How about I pick Looper, do some meth, and then
hell
go back
the,
in
yeah.
time 10 minutes?
Okay, yeah, you wouldn't necessarily.
But would you? Or if you're high on meth, you're like, you know what? I'm going to jump off this building.
A good point.
Oh, you know what? You could jump off a building, and right before you hit, go back in time. What a feeling that would
I
be.
I just think Looper could simulate this power, plus you have even more applications.
Yeah, Looper could do everything.
I think if you are under the effects of some kind of drug, I don't know that you would be in a rational mind state to say, hey, I'm going to rewind. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
I guess it depends on the drug, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not one who wants to do a lot of drugs, though. So I would still pick Looper.
Okay. Well, they do say...
Yeah, I don't like to do drugs either.
They do say that
drink a beer.
That these things can be performance enhancing. So you can have, like, steroids or HGH or whatever.
Again, I'm not an athlete, so what the hell do I care?
Well, yeah, no, that's... but that's out there for the athletes, I guess, to choose. So we're not going with Madman, I think. Everybody's out.
I'm Looper.
I would easily pick Looper over this.
Okay. So this last one is called Efficient.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. You no longer require sleep, food, drink, or need to use the bathroom.
Oh, I love this.
You'll run at optimal settings for the rest of your life, and your body will automatically adjust itself as it sees fit. So, if you're overweight, it will burn fat until you're not. If you're training to build muscle, you will do so without gaining fat.
Does this mean you don't age? Optimal settings.
Say
you're not optimal when you're 80 years old. Right?
It does say for the rest of your life.
Yeah, so you age.
So you age, yes.
No internal life for you.
Right.
But how can you be at optimal settings if
for
you're
your
an
age.
Old person?
Yeah. Well, you'd probably be the most fit 90-year-old that I've ever seen.
All right. Well, that still sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you're like taking us over Looper?
I did not say that. I said that this sounds awesome.
I don't know. I'm taking Looper. I mean, this is interesting. I think I get bored. 24 hours a day, I'm up.
No, I've always loved the idea of not having to sleep.
And you don't want to eat. We know that. Or no, you do like to eat.
Well, you don't have to eat, right? If you do eat, your body's just going to burn everything off. So you could be a competitive eater like you've always wanted to.
Oh, the dream. The dream's alive. He can make hundreds of dollars.
That was a dream for like a week. Come on, guys.
You know, I think you ever see that guy, Matt Stoney, on YouTube?
He loves his videos.
I have no idea. What I don't know.
He's like, a, I don't know. 25-year-old kid, and he's super skinny, but yet you see these videos of him eating like 25,000 calorie
meals. He's arguably the best eater in the world.
Yeah.
Competitive eater.
best eater.
I almost think he's got this power, you know?
Wow. Maybe. I mean, I don't, there's nothing in this for me. I don't care. I like to sleep. I like running, so if I had this, I wouldn't need to run or want to run. Or would I want to run? I'd still run.
I just did it for fun.
I do it for clarity.
So your life is so dull that you would hate not being able to sleep and not needing to run.
Yes. Well, I mean, okay, so this one is probably number three of the six.
Oh, right? We should rank them. Afterwards.
What's number two?
I think the money bags.
Ooh.
I think
because this is great, but you're still got to go to work every day.
I think I would pick this as number two. I'd pick this over
pick
money
this
bags.
As number two.
How are you using this to your advantage? Other than, I mean, how are you using this to enhance your life?
You have 33% more time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but to work? What? How are you making money doing
to
that?
To do anything you want.
Yeah.
But no one else is up. What are you going to do at
better.
3 a.m.?
That is even better. Play video games.
Oh, see, you guys.
Or, I mean,
shit.
You can just
work on creating
sleep.
Apps.
Oh, yeah,
you
I could do that.
You just don't require it.
Make more podcasts.
Oh, man, can you imagine?
Never feeling tired? I mean, I'm assuming that's what this is part of.
I fell asleep twice already in this episode.
during the intro, probably.
Right? No, I was boogieing that intro.
Yeah. Okay, so why don't we rank them? So I'm going to remind you guys what these powers are by name, and then we're just going to rank them. So Moneybags, Superhuman, or Superhuman, Prodigy, Looper, Madman, and Efficient. So what's at number six, the bottom?
Probably that energy? Or the... No, wait, brain or...
You're talking about
the energy. I'd say...
The superhuman one?
Superhuman, then the brain one.
Prodigy.
Let me go the way I like it.
Okay, okay, top.
So I'm taking the
Start
Looper.
The top.
Yep. Looper, number one.
Okay.
Moneybags, two. The last one,
Efficient.
Three.
No longer requiring sleep. So you've got
What do I have left?
Superhuman, Madman.
Oh, wait, what's Madman? Oh, drug
drugs.
One?
Drugs.
Dumb. Okay, that's the bottom.
That's the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Huh. The drugs over the... So the fourth one would be the one... Which one?
So
not the drugs or the...
IQ?
Yeah, IQ. Okay, so four would be IQ. I'd remember that if I had the IQ.
Yeah.
Four would be IQ. So then the real question is, do I take the power over the drugs? And that's the question.
The brain power?
Yeah. No, the power. Oh, 20%. Yeah, superhuman or superhuman. Yeah. I think super. I would take the drugs or power. I'd probably take the power than the drugs. So that's my six.
Okay. Andy, what do you think?
So my number one is Looper.
Yep.
Number two, efficiency.
Wow, okay. Really?
Yes.
Moneybags.
I
there.
Absolutely agree with that. I think efficiency over Moneybags.
Yeah, definitely. And I think efficiency is close to Looper, but Looper definitely wins.
You could simulate efficiency with Looper.
Only for an hour a day.
Yeah.
Whereas
still.
Efficiency gives me more than 8 hours a day.
I mean, this is kind of like...
To play video games. Oh, wow.
To do whatever I want.
Thank God.
Efficient is like you basically extend your life by a third.
Yes. That is amazing.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Wow. Maybe you should take the drug once and always be on antidepressants.
Ah, yes. I could help with more homework and do more chores. Awesome. That'd
well, I mean, your kids are asleep at that point, right? And you don't need to sleep. You can go to sleep if you want to.
Yeah, but no. But then my wife would be like, "Hey, you know, help the kids and do chores." I'd be like, well, I want time to rest after work. You can do that all night.
Okay.
You know, it kind of hurts me.
Interesting.
Unless she didn't know.
Yeah. You want to shorten your life by a third.
Yeah. I want to sleep more. Is
Get
there that one?
Inefficient.
I got it. I'm in.
All right.
All right. So my number three is Moneybags.
Okay.
My number four would be the brain one.
Prodigy. Yep.
Prodigy. Number five, Superhuman.
Okay.
Number six, the Mad King.
All right. Yeah. Man, this is going to sound like an echo chamber here. But again, Looper. Got to be number one. I mean, it is the most supernatural of all of these.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Number two, definitely efficient. Extending your life by, another third. Never, ever having sleep again. Oh, man. Imagine how much, like, you could eat anything you wanted at that point, right?
I was just thinking about how smart you would get.
By playing video games all night? Oh, yeah. You're a genius.
I'm not saying that I would do that all the time, every night. It's just one example.
Okay, but yeah, I know you, and that's what you would do.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I would use that time efficiently.
Yes. You wouldn't be very wise.
In the beginning, I would not, but eventually I would.
You get bored, yeah. You'd be like, you know what? Maybe I should read a book.
Now, see, I go crazy. Like, I'll get an idea of something I want to do, and I'll just focus on that nonstop until I just move on to something else.
Yes.
So in the beginning, it'd be video games. But then it might be learning Japanese. And that would be awesome. And then move on to something else. And I would have the time to do it. Whatever I wanted to do.
You know, that is actually a good point. Like, there have been times where I picked up an interest, like, 11 o'clock at night. And then I do some research till 2 o'clock. And then, you know, I'm just, like, so tired. And in the morning, I wake up and I'm like, I don't even know where to continue. You know, if I had that continuous time span to keep researching.
You would not know when to continue 5 hours earlier.
To continue. It could be. It could be a big.
No, efficiency is great.
Yeah. Right. I really like efficiency. But, I mean, Looper takes
Am
it.
Am I to
Absolutely.
Assume that you and Andy have the same then? Or are your last couple different?
Well, let me list them because I don't remember what Andy said. So the next one. Moneybags. I think Moneybags is the next highest one. Oh, wait a second. Maybe Prodigy. Yeah, if I could have Prodigy, maybe I could possibly make more money than those Moneybags in there, you know?
Possibly.
Yeah, but that's a gamble.
Yeah, and then you have to work at it. Moneybags is just there.
Just because you're smarter doesn't necessarily mean you're going to make more money.
That's true.
I mean, look at me.
Guy's homeless. Or no, you'd be full of money. I should give you a
Take
compliment
your
there.
Pick.
Yeah. I compliment you unwittingly.
I don't know. I think I would still want Prodigy over Moneybags. But then it's Moneybags. The superhuman one. And finally, the Madman, I think. I think that's...
We all hate Madman.
Yeah, I think that's kind of useless.
We're kind of lame, right?
Yes.
Like, I get it, because I'm old. But you guys are young, so you guys should want to be high and druggies and stuff.
Well, I mean, if it was kind of like, geez, what's that movie where that one guy uses drugs, like this super drug to kind of like...
Limitless,
that's it. It's kind of like slow down time, you know?
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
It's really good.
Hmm. Basically a brain drug.
Yeah.
Takes this drug and makes him super smart.
Yep. And he's got like quicker reaction time and all that stuff, right? I think he like fights people in there at some point.
What if it like the brain thing was like Flowers for Algernon where you got really, really smart.
See, I don't know what that is.
But then you're gonna get dumb again.
the downside to it.
You didn't read that in school?
No.
Oh. You're Wait, Polish.
I didn't read it and I'm full blood American.
Maybe when you guys don't sleep at night, you should read that.
Huh.
You know what? I think I will with all that time.
Fantastic.
So what happens in Flowers for Algernon?
Let me think.
Okay.
Like a retarded kid
smart.
Or a slow kid or person takes this drug and they get really smart. And then the drug, let me think. Either the drug stops... It starts wearing off for whatever reason. And he's really smart, and he knows he's going back to being a dimwit. And it's an awful, awful thing.
Jeez. So this is a drug?
It's something, yeah. Okay. I don't remember. Like I said, I was in like grade school when I read it.
Okay. Sounds pretty interesting, actually. I wouldn't mind reading it.
Right, you should look it up. Yeah. I think there was a movie called Charlie, which was the name of the rat that they tested on before. So they tested it on a rat, and the rat got really smart, then got really dumb. And that's how Algernon, I know. Maybe Algernon is the rat, and Charlie is the person.
Okay.
Wow.
And it's a man. It's not like a kid or anything.
I don't remember.
Okay.
The one thing is a rat for sure.
He didn't pick the IQ one, so
no.
He doesn't remember.
I don't have, yeah. I'm the only one that read it out of the three of us, so.
I honestly wish that Looper was not an option because I want that efficiency one so much.
Yeah.
But Looper's just better.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. So actually, you know, the original thread was here's six perks, choose two.
Oh, that would be awesome. That'd be perfect. Efficiency and Looper, easy.
Now, see, now at this point.
But I wanted to make it interesting.
At this point, because I have Looper, the bag of money doesn't seem like I can get money.
Yeah.
So the 250 on top of it just seems stupid.
Right.
So I think I would get rid of that.
And that was your number two, right?
Yeah, that was my number two.
Okay.
Because I can only choose one.
Yeah.
So now, do I want to be up 24/7?
I think you've already made it clear that you do not.
Right.
But yeah, the wake thing, I'm not too keen on. But the other parts of that where you can just eat and just be perfect all the time, I like that.
So
that's crazy because I just wouldn't eat. You guys are talking about eating
I would eat.
For fun.
Oh, man, I'd be eating
I would
ice
eat
cream.
A lot.
I'd be eating. Oh, yeah, I'd just eat junk.
That's
it wouldn't matter,
a waste
right?
Of your efficiency.
I wouldn't crash at all, right?
No.
That's the opposite of efficiency.
I don't believe you
that
No. That's why we have that power.
On purpose, and it benefits you in zero way.
Well, you're having a power that you don't need because you're not. It's stupid.
What do you mean you don't need?
Well, he's not eating anything bad. Like, he's not even taking advantage of it.
Well, he's not using
the
it for
the
eating.
The point of eating food is to give your body nutrition.
Oh, okay.
Your body automatically has it. You don't need to eat.
It's for the yumminess.
Yeah. It's for the taste of it.
Typical
yeah.
Americans.
That's right. And Polish.
Americans.
Hey.
Well, not fat anymore because, you know,
yeah, we're highly efficient.
Off.
Yeah. We're sitting over here eating ice cream Sundays, and you're over there just starving. Well, you're not starving, I guess, but you're not indulging.
Well, he doesn't have a sweet tooth either,
I don't need
right?
To indulge.
Don't you want chips or something?
Pizza?
Oh, yeah. Man, pizza,
I would
chips,
eat
and beer.
In social events with my friends, but besides that, I would never eat.
Hmm. I'd do nothing but eat.
24 hours a day. You could just eat nonstop.
That's all I would do. If I was up all night, would I get full? I guess I would. So.
I think you would. Still be in.
Because I would have
stomach.
Unlimited money.
So
right?
It will still burn fat, right? But you're still kind of gaining it at that point, right? Because your body's absorbing all those nutrients. So I think you are gaining that fat, but your body's just burning it.
Well, that kills my ability to be a competitive eater with this perk.
I guess that's true.
Well, if you got all the money you need, you don't need to be a competitive eater.
I think it's also for the health thing, right? Like, if you were to eat a lot, you wouldn't necessarily have to go to the gym to burn it all off. You could just, you know, sit there and do whatever.
But you have 24 hours a day, so you might as well go to the gym. What else? What are you going to do?
Well, your body's already burning things optimally, right? And, like, if you're trained to build muscle, you'll do so without... Oh, you still need to go to the gym, but you'll just do so without gaining fat. So I guess it's just a fat-burning mechanism. Not necessarily, like, you're just going to sit on the couch and build muscle is the thing.
All right, yeah.
Wait,
I think
you still need to go to the gym with the efficiency one?
To build muscle?
It says that you're in the peak level for your age, right?
Yes.
So why do you need to go to the gym?
If you want to build muscle.
No. You're as fit as you are currently. You can increase that, but you're not a power builder now, so you're not one when you get the power.
No, read the efficiency thing again.
With your body automatically adjusting itself as it sees fit. So
you
if
go.
You
as
are
it
overweight,
fit,
it will burn fat until you are not.
What, so we're going to be muscle men now?
No.
I don't
well,
want
as
that.
You see fit or as it sees fit. So whatever you want, you would just become, right?
But no. So it doesn't build muscle, right? It just burns fat. In order to build muscle, you still need to go to the gym. But the muscle that you build, like, won't have any, I don't know, fat gained with it.
And it wouldn't, like, degenerate automatically.
Well, it will with age.
Chain it.
As you get
a good
older.
Question.
Once you hit, like, 35, what is it? The age your body starts dying. So that's going to happen, just a little slower.
35? Your body
something
starts
like
dying.
That, yeah. You start, all your muscles, unless you use them and keep up, you start losing them.
Okay, interesting.
Welcome to reality,
folks. At 35?
Yeah, something like that.
I think it's earlier than that.
It might be 30. You could just hit that mark. Wow.
Wow.
Here's a reality check for you.
Yeah. Welcome to reality.
Okay. So I don't even know. I don't think we have to ask this. I think the top two everyone's doing
that,
right?
I think
we
beat this topic to death.
Okay.
But I love it.
Oh, Looper all the way.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't there. But if I could pick two, I wish it was there.
Wow.
All right, so you guys know how Game of Thrones ended fairly recently, right? And now we have to wait a whole nother year for...
Almost two.
Is it? No.
I read...
2018.
I read 19.
Really?
That is not confirmed, but it is definitely
it's an active
very
rumor.
Possible. Yes.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
this segment's over.
Never mind. Anyway, the point is, it's a long time, right? And nobody wants to wait for the next Game of Thrones episodes to come out. Or, you know, George R.R. Martin is taking his sweet time with the next book.
I'm okay with waiting.
You're okay
if
with waiting?
If it means that the show's going to be better, yes. I would wait 3 years.
Interesting. 3 years.
Yeah.
I think he has it all planned out. So let's just record this shit and get it out. That's what I say. Quit dragging it along. You know what I mean? Let's end it.
Yeah, or... How about release the book so we know what he was kind of planning? I mean, is it going to go along with the show? I assume so, right?
I would think that the final ending will, but the parts leading up to it, I don't know.
I guess it... I know I started reading the book a long time ago, and it was literally scene for scene of the TV show, and I just stopped.
That's just book one, though.
Yeah, I just stopped. Like, why do I want to read what
after
I already
book
saw?
One, it starts changing.
Okay. Well, so things are a little bit different in the books later on.
Things get a lot different
in
the books.
And we don't have the book for the last season, and we don't have the book for the next season coming out, right? So what if I told you could read as many Game of Thrones chapters as you possibly wanted?
What do you mean?
So... This guy on the internet, he wrote this machine learning algorithm, right? He took all of George R.R. Martin's texts.
Wow.
He fed them in to, I don't know, some kind of machine learning program, and he fed it a root word. And then this machine learning algorithm, it generated a whole chapter based on that root word. So he's got 6 chapters out right now on GitHub that you can read to get your Game of Thrones fix.
Oh, sweet. So you're going to read them in this segment?
I'm going to attempt to read them. So
right now?
Right now.
Really?
Yeah.
As a computer?
Not as a computer.
Ah, damn it.
As myself, hopefully. So here's the first chapter is called Tyrion. That was the root word that went in to generate this whole thing.
Ah, okay.
So this is pretty impressive.
Are you going to do impersonations?
I don't know who half of these people are as far as the face goes, so probably not. So here it goes. Tyrion could hear Lord Aemon's coughing. I miss for it. Why did you proper? I feared Master Sansa, sir. Sir Jaime reminded her. She Baratheon is one of the crossing, the second sons of your onion concubine. Lady Danella, length of the longsword, the hair that went ready to climb side from her. And all between them were Bellicwo Bonebreaker and the Night's Watch right in their room. Only he could not look at them, even others, sure. How could you leave the world? Some must for you, a woman voiced up lazily. Gods, Reek. All right, so there's more, but I think that's just a taste of chapter one.
So it's gibberish.
So there,
the guy's program is horrible.
Yeah, I could do that, yeah.
So there are 6 more chapters. Sorry, 5 more chapters.
Please
after this
no.
one. No, not me. Not me. But if you're curious, we're going to have the link in our subreddit to go to these chapters and... You can even use part of what this guy wrote to feed it other training texts.
You know what? We should have our first contest where they take these chapters and make a video.
Or make a Game of Thrones episode
Make an episode based on based on this awful disgustingness.
Yep, but there it is. And there have been other things, too, done with machine learning, like to predict who's going to live or die. Like how much of a probability there is for them to live or die. So it's not just this that has been done with machine learning and Game of Thrones. But yeah, the other thing is George R. R. Martin, he's like 78 years old at this point.
Is he really?
Yeah. So he's a pretty old dude. And if it's taking him 11 years in between books to put stuff out, I mean, I hate to say it, but I don't know if he's going to make it to the end.
But you know what? He's got an outline lined up. So even if he dies, someone can swoop in and...
Yeah, the directors know how it's supposed to end. His vision of the ending.
Oh, yeah. I know about the TV show, but what about the books?
I honestly don't care about the books at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What are you going to read when you don't have to sleep?
I don't know how to read. That extra 8 hours a night will teach me. But actually, one cool thing, an article that I read about Game of Thrones and machine learning, I did see this one thing that was someone fed in to a machine learning program. I think it was basically each sentence for the books, and then it compared the names of characters in each sentence. And so then it came up with statistics for the most influential characters by just comparing how many different character names were in the same sentence to understand which characters interact with other characters the most. And then it has stats on the most influential characters based on that. It was very interesting.
Was this a Reddit article?
Of course.
Okay.
Why else would I be talking
about? Yeah. I was going to tell you to shut up.
It's going
to
be on our subreddit.
Oh, fantastic. Wow, that's interesting too, I guess.
Yeah, well. So I do have the list here of who's most likely to die based on the machine learning algorithm. And the lowest probability, believe it or not.
Jon Snow.
Theon Greyjoy.
What?
Yeah, he's got a 5% probability that he's going to die.
This is based on what?
This is based on some kind
that
of
silly
machine
text
learning algorithm.
Yeah. Oh,
this,
fantastic.
This is a completely different algorithm than the one that's writing the
Let's
chapters,
hope so.
Right?
That's right. Yeah. I did mention, too, the one that wrote the books and the one that predicted who's going to live or die. And I don't honestly.
Well, you know, in chapter two of that book, he dies.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
Of course, it's up to interpretation. Because of the
yeah,
wording.
It makes no sense. Yeah, yeah.
And believe it or not, but Daenerys Targaryen, 91% that
what?
She's going to die.
I do believe that.
Right, this
I'm
is
with
the,
that she will die.
The Dragon Queen.
The yes. Dragon Queen.
She ain't dying.
Yes, she's dying.
No way.
Yep. That's what the machine learning algorithm came
I
up with.
I agree that she's definitely
and
going
what,
to die.
No, him and... Yeah, him. Her and Jon are going to end up together.
They're like...
Maybe, but she's going to die still.
Well, they won't be together if she's dead.
What do you mean? They can be together and then someone could die.
Well, you know, I'm saying the end, they're going to, you know, ride off to the sunset on a dragon together.
Nope.
Fly
that
off,
is not
maybe?
How it ends. It's already been announced that the ending is going to be bittersweet. That is not a bittersweet ending. That's a good ending.
Who announced this?
George R. R. Martin.
Really?
Yes.
That guy's senile. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
He's 78 years old.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's talking
about. Daenerys will die, and she should die.
Wow.
Wow, why should she die?
Yeah. She's a conqueror. She's just doing the same thing that her descendants or her ancestors were doing.
So who ends up controlling at the end, the realm, Seven Kingdoms?
That I'm not sure of. I think Jon Snow will have the opportunity, but he's going to turn it down.
So Jon Snow has a 45% chance
to
of
die.
Dying.
Well, he's already died, so shouldn't it be 100%?
Well, it is true.
Yeah, I don't know when this was generated exactly, which season it was. I think it was the... Oh, this is 2017, so July. So it had to be after he was resurrected, right?
What's Littlefinger's percentage?
Oh, that's a good point. You know, I actually don't see him on this list. So does he have a name besides
Littlefinger?
Yes, he does.
Which is?
I'm trying to think.
Mr. Littlefinger?
Baelish. Lord Baelish.
Oh, wow.
Some Baelish. Yeah, I don't... Wait, there he is. Peter Baelish.
Yes, that's it.
Anybody want to guess the percentage?
65.
71.
50.
Nah. Right on the money.
Right on the edge. So, yeah. Could go either way. Tyrion Lannister...
No, it already happened.
Just above him at 52%.
Really?
What?
I do not think Tyrion will die.
No, he's not dying.
I don't think he will either.
Nobody's dying. It's gonna happy. And everybody's gonna end up happy.
Wouldn't that be a great
Daenerys is dying
ending for this season?
Well, what's
though?
Her face? The queen. She's
Cersei.
Yeah, she's gotta die, right? Well, it's in the prophecy.
Probably. Yeah, I think based on the prophecy, she has. To
she's
die.
Gotta be like 100%.
What's her name? Cersei Lannister.
Yes, yeah. Cersei.
Cersei. Excuse me. I don't see her on this list.
That's because it's already.
She's gotta die.
Yeah, she's dead.
It's just 100%. So the number one is Tyene. Does anyone know who that is? T-Y-E-N-E. 95% probability of dying. No idea.
Y-N-E? That's just...
T-Y-E-N-E.
Ty. Yeah.
Ty.
Does he have a last name?
It just says Tyne. T-Y-E-N-E.
What?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Arya Stark, 84% chance of dying.
Really?
Yep. Well, let me ask you this. Let's put a twist on this.
I don't think Arya will die.
Let me put a twist on this. How many Game of Thrones fans are going to die before the last season airs? I think it's a good bit. I mean, we're talking about 2 years.
2019, potentially?
Yeah. There's a lot.
A year and a half.
Yeah. A lot of people are going to die. A lot.
Game of Thrones fans.
Yep. Never going to see the ending. Wow.
What a world to live in.
What a world. You know what, though? Maybe. Because, you know, you saw... the guy who is terminally ill and he got to see like episode 7 of Star Wars or other dude
that
got to see Star Trek or something. You know, maybe we could get sick and see it early.
Well, let's all go out and get cancer.
Wouldn't that suck if the episode was bad?
You're like, oh, really? Well, everyone's going to die, right?
Before you die.
Yeah, it's going to be bittersweet. So it's going to be like, oh, man, that's depressing. Jeez. Well, not more depressing than the fact I'm going to be dead tomorrow, but wow, that is way to go out.
Oh, wait. Cersei Lannister is on this list.
All right. What's she at?
35%.
Oh,
wow.
No way.
35% chance she'll die.
That's what it says.
This is stupid.
Jorah Mormont, the grayscale guy.
Yep.
This, remember, this was July 2017. 5% chance that he'll die.
Wow.
I can see that.
Which, I mean, I would think if you got grayscale, that's pretty much it for you. You're going to go out in a heroic, you know, battle or something just to get it out of the way.
Or just die in a cell like he was planning on doing.
Or that.
Thank God for Sam, you know.
Yeah. But hey, it somehow predicted that, right?
Ooh, I mean, is Sam on there? Sam Tolley?
He is.
He's going to die of a heart attack.
And he is at...
1%.
He's at 35%.
Nope. There's no way he dies.
Why would he die? Like, that wouldn't push the story forward at all. That's just mean. Like, oh, let's just kill a fat
dude. There's even speculation that he is the narrator to this whole Game of Thrones story.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because he's the guy at the library, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
He's training to be a Grand Maester.
So maybe he didn't actually kill that White Walker. He just threw that in there.
In
Like, oh, yeah, I killed a White Walker. I was the first one. I'm the one that figured out how to kill him. Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense, yeah.
And his wife is just above him at 37%. I don't know why she would die, but I assume if he was there, she would also be where he died, you know?
So, yeah, they what about die together or not die.
What about the kid, though?
I don't know. Does the kid have a name? I don't see him on here.
Yeah, the kid.
It's the kid.
Yeah.
It's not a big list. What are the other interesting things I see here?
I think the kid's name is Sam.
Is it really?
Yeah.
There's no way.
Because it's not his kid.
I know.
Yeah.
And so she named the kid before Sam came around. She had that kid before Sam came, right?
No.
Oh, was she pregnant when
she was pregnant?
Yeah, that's right. She
that's
was.
The whole reason they ran away together, because it was a boy.
Spoilers.
So. Yeah, spoilers back from season 1.
Yeah, I forgot to. Forgot to put that at the beginning, huh? There could be spoilers.
So. Let's go back in time an hour.
Yeah, so she named it Sam.
Oh, well, there you go. So maybe your list is talking about Sam Jr. and not Sam.
Samwell.
Isn't it weird that Sam is like a goofy character in this? And then Lord of the Rings, that character Sam, Samwise, right? He was goofy.
Well, George R. R. Martin was very inspired by Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. I feel like that's the same character. Because even Sam was a little chubby. Yeah?
How, like, having that whole fantasy world with, like, history and lore and tons of different places, like, that inspired him to do the same sort of thing for Game of Thrones.
And that's the only thing that bothered me with the Lord of the Rings, was that Sam never got thin through that whole journey. Tom Hanks in, what was that movie with the soccer ball?
Yeah, but he didn't have that elvish bread.
Castaway.
Come on.
Castaway, yeah. He got real thin.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they do that in Lord of the Rings?
Because elvish bread. Bullshit. What was that called?
What? Elvish bread?
Yeah, that bread that you're supposed to eat a little bite of.
Yeah,
and the
that's all we did.
Were, like, eating half or more.
Nah. Is this Lord of the Rings? Because I haven't seen this.
What? What do you mean you haven't seen
it? I just haven't seen that bread that he's talking about.
Oh. But you've seen Lord of the Rings.
I mean, I kind of watched it.
Wow.
You know, Gollum throws the bread over the edge.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It crumbles everywhere.
The bread makes you invisible when you put it on your finger.
Yeah.
These guys come. The bakers come out to chase
bread?
You.
Something like
ooh,
that?
Ooh, wow.
Isn't that what it's called?
This guy's got a...
He's good.
What a memory. You don't need
I picked the IQ perk.
Yeah, you did.
I was dumb enough to pick it.
I'm going back in time. I'm going to punch you in the face, kill you, then... Well, yeah, actually, I'm not going to go back in time. You're dead for real.
Jamie Lannister. Guess where he is. Above or below 50%.
Boy. Well, if what's her face is below, I have no idea where to go in this list. It's
below.
Just stupid. Above.
67%.
I win.
Cersei
Jamie Lannister
should be
dies.
Higher than Jamie.
She should be 100%. There's no way she's living.
She shouldn't be 100, but I think she should be 90.
She's got a...
Who's the second highest? You said the highest was someone we don't know?
The second highest was Daenerys Targaryen, 91%.
And who's that?
The dragon chick, the main dragon.
How the hell is she dying? No.
She is dying.
No.
I can tell you now. She will die.
Who's second highest?
Daenerys Targaryen.
And who's
second
first?
Highest? That Tyene guy. Right, that
so
nobody knows who that is.
Who's second?
Who's the ginger wildling? What's his name? Is
that Tormund?
Maybe.
Tormund?
Yeah, I think that's right. So who is this guy?
I have no idea.
Could be a girl.
It's not a Grand Maester, is it?
I really want to know who this guy is.
I don't really care.
I do.
Oh. So Tyne Sand is the youngest of the sand snakes, proficient with daggers. One of those three.
The one that took her top off?
I
like
so.
That one.
Yeah, to Jorah.
Is she even
in
the
jail?
She's not even in the episodes anymore. Yeah, she was super hot. Yeah.
So she got.
She's number one?
She's number one.
What? Hold on, I still don't know who you're talking about.
She was in the. She's with that lady.
One of the three daughters.
Yeah, the killers, the assassins.
Yeah. She apparently has the daggers.
So was she the one with her mom in jail?
Yes.
In Cersei's dungeon?
Yes, yes.
That's the
There's
one.
Three of them,
okay.
Right? Is she the one that took her top off?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
To Jorah, right, when they were in prison?
Yeah, I like that one. Oh, man, she's going to die.
Apparently she's number one, which is
That's good. I guess it's good that she's going to be number one. That means she's going to be back in, because I haven't... Has she even been in this season?
Yeah.
Didn't I just describe the scene that she was in?
Yeah.
In
that was not this season.
That was this season.
That was, yes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Cersei goes
in jail.
To visit them in her dungeon.
Dungeon. Yes. In Cersei's dungeon.
Oh, no, I'm talking about when she gets she goes topless. Oh, yeah, that one. Where, yeah, she's going to kill her.
That is the one. That is the same one.
No, no.
Yeah.
No. That was like a couple seasons ago.
No, no, no. I'm not saying this is the one where she gets topless. I'm saying they're one and the same person.
Yeah, okay.
We're talking about
I didn't
the same person.
I didn't put that together because she wasn't topless, so I didn't know who she was. Like, oh,
right.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. She, okay. Oh, yeah, she's dead. But who cares? She's a bystander. She's not a real character.
Okay. I don't know what her mom's name is, but I just don't remember what her mom's name is.
Yeah, I forget.
Melisandre?
That's her.
She's dying. And so
no, she's the witch. That's not her mom's name,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Melisandre is the redhead witch.
And brought back
John. Oh, they're really old.
She's dying.
Ugh.
80%.
Yes.
That she's dying.
And who's the eunuch? What's his name?
Oh, I like him.
He's dying too, because Melisandre prophesied it.
Oh, I don't know.
No, he just said, she just said, you're going to die. We all die.
Yeah, she said something like, we're going to die in Westeros. We still have a role to play.
Hmm.
Okay.
Lord.
I don't see any lords.
The eunuch, man.
Brandon Stark is on here, 64% that he's going to die. Right next to Sansa Stark at 59% that they're going to go out. No reactions to those. They're
well, there's a theory out there involving Brandon Stark that I'm very much for and want to see.
And
I don't
want to
give it away.
Oh.
I don't know.
Spoiler.
Would it spoil? I mean, the show hasn't even come out yet, right?
Right. I mean, yeah, it's purely a fan-based theory.
Yeah, it's speculation.
Yes. I think if this theory comes true, then it is the perfect ending to Game of Thrones.
Wow.
And it involves Brandon Stark highly. And if
does he die
true,
in this theory?
Not necessarily, but most likely.
Hmm. Interesting.
Okay. Brienne
of Tarth.
Wow. That's any,
the
big lady.
Chick.
Yeah.
Any guesses?
Yeah, she's dead.
60%.
81%
oh,
that
yeah.
She's going to die.
Yep.
And she's going to go in battle, right? I'm assuming.
I could see that her dying right. To save Jaime's life.
Oh,
ooh.
I want Jaime to kill her.
Ooh.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that actually would be something.
I want Jaime to kill Cersei.
Wow.
Oh, man. I mean, she's carrying his baby. I don't think that's going to go
that's
well.
That baby doesn't exist. That baby doesn't exist.
Presumably.
I predict right now there's no baby.
You think that she fooled Tyrion
yep.
as well?
Yep.
Could also be possible.
She that scene where she's like touching her belly, she knows what she's doing. She knew that he would pick up on it to manipulate him to believe that she was actually going to send help. And yeah, that's all BS.
Very possible.
I agree that is very
yeah.
possible.
Book it. It's done. Bet on it.
And Daenerys is dying. Sorry, Tom.
Yeah, I'm not so certain about that.
I am.
The last scene will be her and John, and maybe maybe a little baby. I hope so. I like to see John topless. Get on the dragon, and they fly away.
Nope.
So the eunuch's name, the bald guy, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
His name is Varys.
Varys, yes.
Varys.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
56% that
and
he's going to die.
What's Melisandre's?
Melisandre's is pretty high up there. It's 80%.
See, I think they should be like side by side.
Hey, which one's Melisandre? Because
the whole scene,
the witch
the
that brought
head.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, I think that if they die, they will die together, and I think it is most likely that they will die.
Okay.
Well, that's gloomy.
Podrick.
Oh yeah.
88%.
88.
That he's going to die. Yeah.
Well, have you seen his combat skills?
Well, that is true.
He's been in the show for like 6 seasons, and he still can't fight.
And the last one I've got for you guys is Yara Greyjoy, which I'm pretty sure is...
It's a sister.
The sister.
The
yes.
sister, yeah. So what do you think? She's captured, right? She's being held by her brother?
60%.
I say...
Her uncle. She's being held by
I
her uncle.
I say 69% because she's a lesbian.
She's bi.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I'm not so sure. Well, she looks...
You good. Are very close, actually.
See?
It is 74% chance that she's going to die.
Yeah.
So all of these technically had an error rating next to them, like a little, what do you call it?
Like a variance?
Yeah, yeah, like a little variance. And the one...
they equaled the amount that they said it was.
It was a 100%
chance. 100% chance.
That this is incorrect.
And the one that it was confused on the most was Cersei Lannister at 16% error. So 35% chance that she's going to die. It had an error thing of 16%.
Yeah, because that's clearly wrong.
Clearly wrong.
Clearly.
She's not going to die.
No, she is going to die.
Oh, she is going to die. Okay.
I think if that whole prophecy that she dies didn't exist,
why
then
would you say it?
That could be on par. But the
yeah,
fact,
but yeah.
Yeah, but the fact that there's a prophecy that she's going to be killed,
yes.
She's going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got to prove the prophecy true.
It's already come true for all of her kids. It was prophesied that all of her children would die, and she would die.
Oh,
all of
and
her kids are dead now.
And if she is really pregnant and she dies, then that is still technically coming true.
Yes.
Right?
That is.
So the second... highest that it wasn't sure about was Peter Baelish at 14%. So his original error was 50%. And Samuel Tarly also 14% error rating. And he was at 35.
I don't think Sam dies.
There's no purpose for him to die. It'd just be cruel to kill him.
Yeah. Same with Greyjoy.
Theon?
Yes, Theon Greyjoy.
So he's not dying?
No. He's taken such a beating. Like, what's the purpose of killing him? Unless maybe he dies to save Yara, his sister.
Yeah, because he's a coward. So
he needs redemption.
Yeah, so that would be redemption.
Yeah.
So I could see that.
Okay. And the one it was most sure about was that Tyeen lady. 95% with a 4% error rating.
I think that this computer knows something.
This computer was written by George R. R. Martin, actually. So he fed in all the results. All
right.
So yeah, that's there are more characters on this list. There are a total of like 61 on here, I think.
Let's go through all of them. Yeah. So.
No. If you guys want to check it out, again, find it on our subreddit. It will be up there with today's tagged episode.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Thank you everyone for joining us this week on the Redditors Roundtable Podcast. For R2P Andy, R2P Tom, and myself, R2P Art, we're going to log out, but come join us on r/R2podcast to continue the discussion and post your favorite Reddit articles, and they may be discussed on a future episode. So come shape the podcast with us, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes. See you on Reddit and on the next episode. I want it all.